Track 7, more news stories. Council proposal to build a new children's home. Devon County Council are working closely with the Department for Education on a proposal to build a new secure children's home at an out-of-town location in South Devon. No decision has been made yet, but if the scheme were to progress, it would replace the current Atkinson Secure Children's Home in Exeter. The Atkinson Home is a national resource that supports vulnerable children, including those at risk of suffering significant harm. However, the current home is reaching the end of its useful life and is no longer suitable for meeting the diverse therapeutic needs of the vulnerable young people placed there. The new proposal would allow the provision to expand to meet the needs of more vulnerable young people in Devon and nationally. DCC are working with specialist surveyors to decide whether the proposed site is feasible for the new build. If the site is deemed feasible, a full planning application would follow and the public would have opportunity to have their say about the application as part of that planning process. Cabinet Member with Responsibility for Children's Services, Councillor Richard Jeffries, said, "We need to take action now to ensure the future of this much-needed service here in Devon. The Atkinson Home protects our most vulnerable children and has been rated good or outstanding by Ofsted every year for the last decade. It's an excellent service that requires a new home. No decisions have been made yet, and there are several steps needed before any proposal can progress, including a feasibility study to determine the suitability of the new site."
Affordable housing development approved. The proposed redevelopment of the Sherborne House car park site in Newton Abbot has been formally approved. The project will deliver 23 high-quality social rented flats, comprising 13 one-bedroom and 10 two-bedroom homes, on a vacant brownfield site in the heart of the town, with easy access to public transport, shops and services. The redevelopment of the site, the biggest Teignbridge District Council-owned development for decades, marks a step forward in the Council's commitment to increasing the supply of social housing through its Teignbridge 100 programme. The development will generate enough renewable energy to operate the building throughout the whole year. Councillor Richard Buscombe, Executive Member for Housing and Homelessness, said, "This is a fantastic milestone for Teignbridge. The Sherborne House site has long been earmarked for redevelopment, and we're proud to be transforming it into much-needed affordable homes for local people. It's a great example of how we're using council-owned land to meet housing need and support our communities. The site, formerly a bus station and more recently used for car parking, received planning permission in August 2024. $7.25 million has been allocated to the scheme, which includes infrastructure and external works. The overall cost will be met from a combination of funding sources, including Homes England grant, housing capital receipts, affordable housing contributions, and council borrowing. The development will be delivered by local company Nevada Construction, who was selected through a competitive tender process."
Buffy Tracy teams up with Visit South Devon. Buffy Tracy has joined forces with Visit South Devon in a bid to highlight what the town has to offer visitors. The partnership is aimed at attracting more visitors to the thriving town to enjoy its rich history, independent shops, award-winning eateries, and vibrant arts and crafts scene. The collaboration will see Visit South Devon promoting the town through its established marketing channels, including digital campaigns, newsletters and social media, reaching audiences across the UK and beyond with the brand Discover Buffy Tracy. As part of the initiative, Buffy Tracy's unique visitor attractions, including MAKE Southwest, Dartmoor, Whiskey Distillery, the House of Marbles and National Trust Park, local markets and its proximity to Dartmoor National Park will be showcased to a wider audience. Seasonal events, festivals and trails will also be featured, encouraging visitors to stay longer and experience the town's year-round appeal. Corin Burton, Bovey Tracy Town Councillor and Chairman of the town's Business Association, said, "We're delighted to be working with Visit South Devon to shine a spotlight on Bovey Tracy. Our town offers a fantastic mix of history, culture and natural beauty, and this partnership will help us share that with more people." Joe Butler, General Manager at Visit South Devon, said Bovey Tracy is a real gem of South Devon, full of charm, creativity and character. "We're excited to support the town by increasing its visibility and helping more visitors discover what makes it so special."
Bonfire Night Fireworks at Risk in Tynmouth. Beach Hut owners in Tynmouth could put the brakes on the town's Bonfire Night Firework display. The November the 1st Tynmouth and Sheldon display at Point Beach could be in jeopardy. For safety reasons, owners of huts, which are situated inside the safety exclusion zone, have been asked to confirm they won't be on site. Letters have been sent to all 14 hut occupants from Tynmouth Town Council, but so far most have not responded. The company due to conduct the display has set a safety exclusion zone, which includes the beach huts, which must be observed or they will not proceed with the event. Anyone with a beach hut within the safety exclusion zone is asked to make contact with Tynmouth Town Council before today, Friday, October the 31st.
Craftspeople in Dawlish have set up shop at a weekly town centre market. The event runs on Wednesdays and is making use of a community building in the heart of the town centre, which isn't usually used for retail purposes. Dawlish Bowls Club's Green Clubhouse is the new venue for the market, which runs from 10 till 1:30. Organiser and craft business owner Becky Connerboy hopes it will be a fantastic opportunity for local craftspeople to widen their customer base or even take a leap by launching a brand new business from a hobby. She said, "The retail centre of Dawlish is largely filled with family-run independent businesses, and so it's lovely that this craft market will help to expand our unique retail offering here in Dawlish. All products are handmade and feature jewellery, art, homeware and gifts."
A feast of classic diesel attraction. South Devon Railway will host a special two-day diesel gala on the weekend of the 8th and 9th of November, following the success of last year's popular one-day event. The expanded celebration on the Buckfast Lee to Totnes line promises an unmissable weekend for enthusiasts and visitors alike, showcasing a rich lineup of heritage diesel locomotives along one of Devon's most picturesque branch lines. Visitors can look forward to a feast of classic traction with an intensive timetable operating across both days. Early bird tickets are available until the 2nd of November, offering excellent value for those keen to secure their place at one of the region's most distinctive railway events.